Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very happy to be sharing this special time with you today. I think everyone is sensing that something really important is taking place on this planet, even though it may be very confusing for all of us. We are actually moving forward in this ascension process at warp speed, often conflicting with outer appearances. This is creating an accelerated awakening within the hearts and minds of people everywhere. And at this unprecedented shift of consciousness, as it is fully integrated into us, our conscious minds and our emotional feeling worlds are beginning to really register the new energies that are coming in now. We're beginning to clearly understand that we must now reach into the wisdom of our hearts and tap into that divine potential that holds the vision of who we are and why we're on Earth during this cosmic moment of transfiguration and ascension. It's time for us to really fulfill our purpose and our reason for being. You and I have a powerful responsibility to fulfill our missions and to add to the light of the world. You know, we've talked about this over and over again, that we are truly one with all life, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on the planet. No matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world experiences of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul and then invoke the light of God on their behalf through their I Am presence. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open. Now there's another universal law that states, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence in the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without our permission. But we are one. And that means that even if a person abiding in the physical plane does not comprehend these universal laws, someone else who is abiding in this physical plane can invoke the light on their behalf, invoking assistance from on high. In many instances, it may have been years since that person's I Am presence or the company of heaven had been asked and given permission to intervene in that person's life. Consequently, he or she may have been suffering unnecessarily and hanging on to old, obsolete patterns that no longer are appropriate or serve their highest good. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned, literally the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. So during this hour today, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. And together we're going to serve as surrogates on behalf of humanity. Just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart and remember that the light of God is always victorious. And we are that light. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are transforming into a powerful force field of light. Feel yourself becoming one with the I Am presence of all humanity as we form this magnificent force field of light that envelops the entire planet Earth. During our time together, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we are going to draw forth in the very heart of God the most intensified frequencies of transfiguring divine love that the earth can experience at this time. These patterns and these frequencies are pouring into the planet now, reflecting through the renaissance of divine love that has recently been birthed on this planet. So let's talk about this moment and what is happening now as we prepare for this activity of light. Remember, on December 21st, 2012, the Earth aligns with the galactic core of the Milky Way. And during that extremely rare celestial alignment, our Father Mother God in-breathed all creation up the spiral of evolution into the next octave of our learning experience. This was the event that was called the Shift of the Ages, which is a natural part of the evolutionary process and occurs only once every so many million years. Due to this event and the unified efforts of heaven and earth, this planet was able to reclaim her rightful place in our solar system. This is a position that we fell from and we lost eons ago when we fell from grace into the dense, distorted frequencies of separation and duality. Now, once we reclaimed our place in the solar system, it created the sacred space for humanity and the company of heaven to God victoriously birth the new earth in the fifth dimensional realms of cause. On December 22, 2012, literally millions of awakened humanity around the world focused the power of their attention on the birth of the new earth. In unity with the company of heaven, lightworkers everywhere created a force field of divine light that moved the earth and all her life through an unstoppable shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness, thus birthing the new earth in the fifth dimensional realms of cause. Now, every particle of life on earth is abiding in frequencies of divine light that will transform this blessed planet into a renaissance of divine love. Each and every child of God evolving on this planet, including you and me, are now in a position to co-create with our Father, Mother, God, the patterns of perfection for the new earth that are flowing into the mental and emotional strata of the planet. This will be a unique process for each of us individually, and we'll experience it in different ways. But the company of heaven said that our collective transformation, all of us joining together, weaving our unique golden light into this process, will be glorious beyond our wildest imaginations. I know that for people who are oblivious to the miracles that have literally taken place since December 2012, the question is, how could this have happened in the face of the appalling adversity that we witnessed taking place all over the planet? Well, there are very important reasons for that. During the past 25 years, every man, woman, and child on Earth has experienced myriad influxes of light, whether he or she was aware of it or not. These influxes of light included rare celestial alignments, powerful solar and lunar eclipses, unprecedented solar flares, and literally thousands of global activities of light that were orchestrated on behalf of humanity through the unified efforts of embodied light workers as well as the entire company of heaven. Each and every one of these events bathed the earth in unfathomable frequencies of light from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God. These powerful waves of light accelerated the frequency of vibration in humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies at an accelerated level, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. This occurred at an atomic cellular level. Many people were conscious of these influxes of light and how they were affecting their physical bodies. But the vast majority of people evolving on this planet went through these experiences through the divine intervention of their I Am presence, but without any or very little conscious awareness at all of what was actually taking place in their earthly bodies. With these life-transforming influxes of light, miracles were accomplished that exceeded even the greatest expectations of heaven. The awakening that occurred within the mass consciousness of humanity over the past 25 years has changed the course of history. During that time, millions of light workers around the world invoked the light of God on behalf of their sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. Through their selfless efforts, humanity en masse reached a tipping point that paved the way for the feminine aspect of deity, our Mother God, the divine presence we have always known as the Holy Spirit, was allowed to return to Earth. The return of our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine, balanced the masculine and feminine polarities of our Father, Mother, God within every single person's heart flame. Now, our Father God's divine will and power is balanced with our Mother God's divine love and reverence for life within our heart flame. This has allowed humanity to move into a higher order of being. Once that occurred, gradually a critical mass of divine love was reached, and fallen souls who had not been able to raise their heads above the mud puddle of their painful life experiences enough to even see the light for themselves were granted a cosmic dispensation of unprecedented divine grace by our Father, Mother, God. With that gift of divine grace, our Father, Mother, God allowed the I Am presence of every recalcitrant soul, every soul who was in danger of not making the shift into the fifth dimensional frequencies of light through the shift of the ages, every person on earth was given permission to make their I Am presence, was given permission to make the decision to move forward in the light on behalf of that fallen soul. This was allowed in spite of the resistance that that soul or their fragmented fear-based human ego might have tried to block or inflict on the process. Now, in response to that cosmic dispensation from our Father, Mother, God, every single person's I Am presence made the decision to do whatever was necessary in order to help that person transmute their karmic liabilities so he or she would be able to move up the spiral of evolution during the shift of the ages with the Earth and the rest of humanity. With that heart commitment from humanity's I Am presences, the two Earths became one, allowing every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet to move forward in the light. This was a miracle beyond what even heaven thought we were going to be able to accomplish. That meant that no one was left behind during the shift of the ages on December 21st, 2012, and the birth of the new Earth on December 22nd, 2012. This was indeed a merciful act of divine grace beyond our comprehension. But it has caused a lot of challenges for humanity as we now strive to transmute the negativity from the old Earth that is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light. The choice to move forward into the light by even the most rebellious souls on earth is exactly why we are still witnessing such appalling negativity all over the world. The negativity is surfacing at an accelerated pace so that it can be transmuted back into light, thus clearing the way for the manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. These are the patterns that reflect only the fifth dimensional frequencies of transfiguring divine love, reverence for all life, and the profound truth that we are one. These events have initiated a new divine plan for planet Earth. Now, instead of being left behind, if recalcitrant souls do not finish transmuting their karmic liabilities before they leave the physical plane through the process that we call death, they will take into the inner schools of learning their experiences with them, all that are associated with the new earth. The souls will then be given the opportunity in these inner schools of learning between embodiments to complete their karmic lessons that they created on the old earth, and their transmuting process, transmuting those karmic liabilities back into light. Once they have completed learning the lessons then of oneness and reverence for all life, then, in divine timing, they will rejoin the rest of humanity by being born on the new earth. The company of heaven said this is the greatest act of divine grace ever rendered to the fallen sons and daughters of God in any system of worlds. A vitally important part of these amazing events involves the fact that in the realms of cause, we have now co-created a renaissance of divine love. So what does that mean? What is a new renaissance of divine love going to mean for the earth and for all of us? The patterns for the newly created renaissance of love are flowing into the mental and emotional strata of Earth, and they're now awaiting the opportunity to manifest tangibly in the physical plane of Earth. The beings of light want us to understand that in order for us to really fully grasp the magnitude of what a renaissance of divine love will mean for humanity and all life on Earth, they want us to remember just how the first renaissance transformed this planet. The first Renaissance originated a little over 500 years ago in Florence, Italy. It was part of a master plan to accelerate the return of the love nature of our Mother God, the Divine Feminine. This is the aspect, again, that we've always known as the Holy Comforter. When we fell into separation and duality, and lost the awareness of the love nature of God, focusing just on the masculine polarity of power, we thought of the Holy Spirit through a patriarchal consciousness of being a masculine aspect of our Father God. We knew the Holy Spirit was the love nature of God, the Holy Comforter, but now we know she is the Divine Mother as well. The divine intent of the first Renaissance was to awaken humanity's creative right brain hemispheres, which had been almost dormant since our fall from grace eons ago. In the middle of the 14th century, we were living in the Dark Ages, and our affinity for culture and the arts was practically non-existent. In order to stimulate our creative right brains, the company of heaven began projecting the wisdom of the arts into the mental and emotional strata of Earth, just as they are projecting the patterns of the new Earth in our new renaissance of divine love into the mental and emotional strata of Earth at this time. In the first renaissance, as that sacred knowledge filtered into humanity's hearts and conscious minds, the renaissance was birthed, and art, music, dance, literature, and every other creative facet of the renaissance elevated humanity into a new level of culture and civility that we had not experienced for eons of time. The movement in Italy spread throughout Europe, signaling the end of the Dark Ages and the beginning of modern history. That was the beginning of humanity's awakening, and it was a crucial stage in the process of liberating the human mind from our fear-based, fragmented human ego's paralyzing grip of fear and misinformation. In the midst of unrivaled barbaric darkness, the Renaissance was birthed, a civilization of a higher order. Now everything has changed, and even though there are still people on the planet acting as though they're living in the Dark Ages, the vast majority of humanity does not live in that consciousness. With the shift of the ages, every man, woman, and child, and every particle of life on Earth have now begun the initial ascent into the fifth-dimensional frequencies of the new Earth. Millions of people on this planet are fully awake. These precious souls are deliberately participating in the process of co-creating the patterns of perfection for the new Earth in the tangible world of form. So imagine what miracles we're going to be creating by manifesting a renaissance of divine love in the awakened state of consciousness humanity is now experiencing. And this awakening is increasing through the masses of humanity every single day. The beings of light have said it is impossible for humanity to fathom what we will be able to accomplish through a renaissance of divine love. But they said it is going to be wondrous beyond the comprehension of our finite minds. So now, precious hearts, know that divine love is the order of the new day on planet Earth. This is not just wishful thinking. This is the reality of the new Earth that we are now living upon. A supreme consciousness of divine love is filtering through the divine matrix of our Father, Mother, God into the heart and mind of every person on the planet. Through each person's I Am presence, this is increasing daily and hourly the maximum that cosmic law will allow. Through all of our unified efforts, the masses of humanity will soon be able to see with new eyes and hear with new ears as they awaken to the reality of their true God self, their I Am presence. It is important for all of us to daily and hourly keep this inner knowing in our hearts and minds. If you pay attention to the loving experiences manifesting around the world, you will be amazed at the things that are happening within humanity, which reflect a new consciousness of love, oneness, and reverence for all life. I know we don't see a lot of that on the evening news because their momentum is to point out everything that's wrong, the negativity that's being pushed to the surface. But look around, pay attention, and you will see miracles happening all around you, reflecting humanity's oneness, our reverence for life, and a new level of Christ consciousness. Now, just for a moment, take a deep breath and enter the divinity of your heart. Feel the elation that is pouring forth from our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven. In response to the unprecedented victory in the light, experience the I Am presence of humanity, co-creating new levels of divine love through this renaissance in the physical plane of Earth. Never in the history of time has the collective energy, vibration, and consciousness of humanity taken such a quantum leap into the frequencies of light. The beings of light in the realms of lunar truth have said that throughout 2013, 2014, and 2015, they will guide humanity's I Am presences through amazing opportunities. They will accelerate the process of tangibly manifesting the patterns of perfection for the new Earth and our renaissance of divine love. All we have to do is ask for that assistance. So listen to your heart, then respond in ways that reflect the highest good for all concerned. Invoke the company of heaven for guidance and assistance. Know that they have been given permission to amplify your efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Feel this light expanding through you. Respond in ways that reflect the highest good for all concerned with every thought, word, action, and feeling you express. Know that the patterns of perfection for the new Earth exist right here and right now. All we have to do is magnetize them through our consciousness, through our open hearts and minds, and project them forth with every thought, word, action, feeling, belief, and expression of our life force in the physical plane. These are wondrous times. So stay focused on the light and pay attention and affirm frequently from the deepest recesses of your heart, I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. This is the beginning of our new glorious reality. So be here now and join me in consciousness with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child and the entire company of heaven. Know that there are light workers all over the world that are joining with us now in consciousness to bring these visualizations that have been given to us by the company of heaven into physical manifestation. One of the greatest needs of the hour is for us to assist our sisters and brothers who are so buried in the painful experiences of their own lives that they can't lift up in consciousness enough to hear the inner guidance and direction of their I Am presence. So today we are going to work with raising consciousness, helping humanity make that shift from separation to oneness as we work with the masses of humanity, lifting them higher and higher into the fifth dimensional consciousness of Christ consciousness, which will be the full divine momentum within every man, woman, and child when we complete this evolutionary process into the new Earth. I'm going to state this visualization in the first person so that each of us will experience it individually, but know that we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all of humanity. And as we invoke this light for ourselves, we invoke it for every man, woman, and child on Earth. We are being joined in consciousness by the entire company of heaven, the legions of light throughout infinity. And they will be amplifying this invocation through our heart flames on behalf of all humanity 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of every person on earth. I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and with the entire company of heaven. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, and one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I invoke my Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven to assist me in raising the consciousness of every person on earth through his or her I Am Presence in perfect alignment with their divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Beloved Father, Mother, God, I ask that you expand your flame of transfiguring divine love, which is pulsating within the divinity of every person's heart flame. Create from this sacred fire a heart of love. Allow this heart of love now on the holy breath to expand and expand through each person's heart flame until this flaming heart of transfiguring divine love envelops the entire planet Earth, encapsulating every particle of life on Earth in its radiant presence. Now I experience the legions of light from every ascended level of being, projecting their love into the divine matrix of my Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. This matrix is the body of God within which every particle of life throughout the whole of creation lives, moves, breathes, and has its being. This unprecedented influx of divine love now flowing through my Father, Mother, God's divine matrix floods in through and around every particle of life on earth, blessing every man, woman, and child. As this gift of divine love bathes the earth, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on earth are lifted into a higher order of being. The light of God now flows into the mental body, the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, the superconscious mind, and the physical brain structure of every man, woman, and child on earth. This gift from my Father, Mother, God balances the right and left hemispheres within each person's brain, and it activates their spiritual brain centers to their full divine potential. Through this activity of light, every person's pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of their brain are activated and restored to full divine potential. Now, utilizing this powerful gift of divine love, each person's I Am Presence now recalibrates the circuitry within his or her physical brain structure, enabling each one to withstand a higher frequency of divine consciousness. This activity of light is now healing the fragmented circuitry that has prevented humanity from communing with their I Am presence and the company of heaven. The I Am presence within each person's heart flame now creates the sacred space that enables that person to open his or her fifth dimensional crown chakra of enlightenment to full breadth. This allows every person to now communicate with his or her I Am presence and with the company of heaven on a conscious level while reaching ever higher into Christ consciousness. As I hold the focus of my attention on the light of God that is flowing through every person's physical brain structure, I clearly see humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies being flooded with the resplendent light of God. This multidimensional, multifaceted, free-flowing, fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light is expanding into every cell of humanity's earthly bodies, allowing the I Am presence of each person to integrate and to take full dominion of this experience. Now, all is in readiness. Through the I Am presence, every person on earth is going to be participating at both inner and outer levels in this activity of light, which has been given to us and directed by the company of heaven. This will raise the consciousness of the masses of humanity and assist every recalcitrant soul to shift from a consciousness of separation to a consciousness of oneness, divine love, and reverence for all life. And I affirm, as one with my I Am presence, and one with the I Am presence of all humanity, I am loving, all life free. I continue to breathe rhythmically and deeply. The legions of light throughout infinity are with me now, as I greet this sacred moment from within the peace of my I Am presence. I am one with all life. I now realize that I am one with all humanity as well. And together, we are standing forth as the collective fifth-dimensional solar I Am presence on Earth. I now reach up into the infinity of my own divine consciousness. And as I am lifted up, all of humanity is being lifted up with me. In this frequency of Christ consciousness, humanity's free will becomes one with God's will, and humanity's divine consciousness is claimed here on earth. Humanity's divine consciousness reveals the profound truth that we are one. And this higher consciousness now pulsates with transfiguring divine love, oneness, and reverence for all life. Within the embrace of Christ consciousness, humanity is now experiencing an endless ocean of light that flows from suns beyond suns beyond suns, through all time frames and dimensions, into the higher consciousness of every man, woman, and child. And each person knows and understands, I am that I am. I am the open door for this celestial ocean of light. I am the light of the world. and my time for higher service to both humanity and all life on this sweet earth is now at hand. This cosmic ocean of light is intensifying, flowing unimpeded through humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As each person assimilates this gift from on high, he or she releases into the light all thoughts, feelings, words, actions, beliefs, and memories that are based in the consciousness of separation from the old earth or the duality from the old earth. The I Am presence of each person now affirms through Christ consciousness and the higher fifth dimensional frequencies of the new earth. All that I am, all of the God perfection that flows into my crown chakra of enlightenment is now manifesting through me on the new earth. I am at peace on the new earth, and I am resting in supreme God confidence. Through every thought, word, action, feeling, or belief, I am sending forth the patterns of perfection for the new earth through my opened fifth dimensional stargate within my heart. I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and the powers of light throughout the universe. And I am ready now to love all life free. Instantaneously, I see the truth of every person on earth. I see every recalcitrant soul as a precious child of God, no matter how far their behavior patterns or their life experiences may be from reflecting that truth. I perceive all of their human miscreations and their unbalanced energies as innocent primordial light, now entering my awareness to be transmuted back into light and loved free. I happily greet my wayward sisters and brothers in the family of humanity and all of their unbalanced energies. I greet them the same way my Father, Mother, God would greet them. I greet them through my I Am presence, with love, and from within the embrace of peace, detachment, God confidence, and supreme authority. Within this invincible force field of God's infinite love, I take these fallen souls into my being, and I hold them in my arms of light as I would an injured child. They cannot overwhelm me or control me in any way, nor do I need to fear them or shun them. I simply hold them and love them until they surrender to the love of God, desiring on their own to rejoin the kingdom of heaven, which is pulsating within the divinity of my heart. As these precious souls surrender to the light, their consciousness is raised, and they begin to remember that they are beloved sons and daughters of God. With this sacred knowledge, they once again find their proper place in the universe. In perfect divine order, they are set free in the light to live and co-create the patterns of love and oneness on the new earth. Now this activity of light expands and expands, and I affirm to all life everywhere, precious children of God, come unto me and be raised up into the light and love of our Father, Mother, God. Precious children of God, come unto me and be raised up into the light and love of our Father, Mother, God. Precious children of God, come unto me and be raised up into the light and love of our Father, Mother, God. As an instrument of God, I am accepting these precious souls and their unascended energy into my fifth dimensional crystalline solar heart flame so that I can love them free. I am in holy communion with my Father, Mother, God, and as my recalcitrant sisters and brothers enter my heart flame, they also enter into holy communion with my Father, Mother, God. Now, rather than feeling rejected and thus perpetuating their negative behavior, my sisters and brothers feel accepted and loved as the innate sons and daughters of God they are. They voluntarily release themselves into the light, and they become one with all of the great force fields and momentums of God's infinite light and divine love throughout the whole of creation. I rejoice that recalcitrant souls and their unascended energies are now finding their way home through me. And I release myself into the peace of knowing. My I Am presence is handling all imperfection perfectly. My I Am presence is handling all imperfection perfectly. My I Am presence is handling all imperfection perfectly. Beloved Father, Mother, God, from your glorious heart I came into being, and into your loving heart one day, when my service here on earth is through, I shall return. I thank you for the privilege of having life, and for my physical embodiment during this sacred time when divine love and the patterns of perfection for the new earth and our renaissance of divine love, the patterns reflecting transfiguring divine love, oneness, and reverence for all life are being established on this planet, tangibly in the world of form. In deep humility, I offer you the cup of my consciousness as a holy grail through which the light of creation will flow to fulfill the divine plan for the new earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, from this moment forth, with every breath I take, empower me with the ability to radiate God's transfiguring divine love and the love of my I Am presence to all life evolving on this earth, with every breath I take. Beloved legions of light, I accept that this activity of light is be increasing daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, being expanded 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the company of heaven. I accept these patterns of perfection for our renaissance of divine love and the new earth are now flowing through the mental and emotional strata of earth into the conscious mind and the new level of Christ consciousness and the open stargates of every person's heart. And so it is, beloved, I am that I am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become one with my physical body. I allow these energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies at an atomic, cellular level as they increase now, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. Precious hearts, feel this energy anchoring through your heart flame, breathing in deeply, exhaling, returning your consciousness to the room, gently moving your fingers and toes, becoming aware of your physical body. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Precious hearts, I want to share something with you. Things are moving forward at warp speed, and all of us are experiencing many changes and shifts in our lives. Often that means that we have to release and let go of things that we love in order to make room for new things and new ways of adding to the light of the world. In my case, new opportunities and new avenues to reach awakening humanity are being presented to me by my I Am presence and the company of heaven. But in order for me to have time and space to do these things, I'm going to have to stop doing this radio show on a weekly basis. Now, BBS Radio has been a wonderful partner with me for over 5 years, and I'm going to miss this opportunity to share with you on a weekly basis in this way. There are about 200 of my radio shows now posted on the archives of BBS, and these will remain available to all of you indefinitely. Now, for a nominal fee, you can access these archives on BBS Radio anytime you want to. And with that one fee, you can also access the archives for all of the wonderful radio shows that are aired on BBS Radio. On my website, eraofpeace.org, we have posted many of the radio shows, and you can access those also. They can be accessed for free anytime that you would like. I'm not going away. In fact, my work and the work with the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose will be expanding. Our heart commitment at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose is to make this magnificent information that is being given to humanity from on high at this time readily available to anyone who is seeking answers. And we are striving to make this available in as many ways as possible without a single soul having to be limited by a financial obligation. We offer free seminars throughout the United States, which you can find out about on our website, eraofpeace.org. And on our website, we also offer free webinars that will give you tangible information from the Company of Heaven. We also have a free monthly email newsletter that we share that you can sign up for on our website. This monthly newsletter shares timely information that's being given to us by the Company of Heaven currently, and it gives guidance and ways that we can all join together in a collective global way like we are now on the radio shows. And we can join those energies throughout the entire month by doing the invocations, visualizations, and assistance being given to us by the Company of Heaven. So if you aren't receiving our radio show at this time, or excuse me, the newsletter at this time, please go to our email and sign up for it. We also include free global meditations that are posted on YouTube that you can access through our website. And you could stay connected with us through Facebook. You can participate in free teleconferences that we participate in periodically. And also we freely network with websites and internet throughout. Now, in addition to the things we offer for free, we have books, CDs, DVDs, MP3s, ebooks, and celestial art that are all available on our website. But this is just the beginning. Please stay connected with us through our website, and we will keep you posted on new opportunities that we will be providing to help you and Awakening Humanity add to the light of the world in as many ways as possible. Know that I love you, and I am deeply grateful for the help you and fellow lightworkers have given throughout this radio program. Next week, July 30th, 2013, will be my last radio show for the foreseeable future. So please join with me in this activity of light. I am Patricia Cota Robles. My website is eraofpeace.org. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.